Store Day 3 with Andrea Palmasic, the My Wish for Christmas Luke Project devotional. You can pick up a copy of this or check out Andrea's other resources at andreapalmasic.com. Palmasic, tough to spell, P-O-L-N-A-S-Z-E-K. I got the scripture, Luke 2, 8 through 11, then we'll get Andrea for the devotion after that. So here we go. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Andrea.
Are you wondering why you remember this part of the story so clearly? After you read, "And there were shepherds living in the fields," did your memory kick in? I bet you finished the sentence without even reading them. The lovable Peanuts character Linus brought those words to life. He stood on the stage of Charlie Brown's disastrous Christmas pageant and recited Luke 2. The sentences flow with more and more confidence when he finally drops his blanket and proclaims, "Do not be afraid." This passage is the third time Luke reports the words of the angel. Do not be afraid. This is an incredible command and invitation. The shepherds are doing their job, tending the sheep out away from town. They are the janitors and housekeepers of their day and age. They're invisible or worse, scorned for their work. And yet, God goes to them first. He sends them a brilliant message in the sky. Shepherds know their sheep. Each sheep knows their shepherd's voice. The sheep listen and follow. What a beautiful image. The lowly shepherds receiving a message from the angels that the Lamb of God has arrived. Just like the sheep know their master's voice, these shepherds knew the voice of their master and were invited to know the Prince of Peace. Today's questions are, what do you follow? And what does the voice of God sound like for you?
Yeah, the questions again from Andrea and the My Wish for Christmas Luke Project devotional for Advent. What do you follow? And what does the voice of God sound like to you? Do you know the voice of the shepherd? We hope you do. We're here to help you in that regard. Help you get acquainted for the first time and help you to continue to grow. As 1 Peter 2:2 says, that like newborn babes, we should long for that pure milk of God's word. Speaking of Linus.
I'm saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
103.7 WWIB. Now, this story was kind of making the rounds on social media yesterday, Mark. It was so, because you think about, okay, we're getting so many USPS and FedEx and UPS and Amazon packages delivered, and there's kind of that fear. It's like, if I'm not home, What if someone, you know, commits an act of porch piracy and takes it away? And so a former NASA employee came up with something to circumvent that.
Mark Rober, actually, he's getting revenge. So he created a glitter bomb that looks like it's a cell phone package. Oh. And in addition to covering the thief in a pound of glitter, it also sprays a obnoxious odor that he says will clear a room.
Oh, my.
Think the gun in Despicable Me.
Right.
It's like, why would we need one of those? It's that kind of odor.
Yeah. So the package has a GPS device so he can track where the thief takes it and a camera. This is what NASA engineers do in their free time.
I love this.
And a camera to record their reaction when they detonate the device. He uploaded a video to YouTube on Monday. As of Tuesday, it already had 14 million views.
Wow.
So
nothing like a little extra Christmas glitter.
Well, if you have an Alexa device and you're afraid that your kids are going to order something instead, have I got a story for you. So there's a parrot over in Britain who had been in like a public display at the National Animal Welfare Trust Sanctuary in Berkshire. The guy's name is Rocco. Okay. Rocco was not being a good parrot. He was saying some not quite so appropriate things.
Rocco.
In front of the guests and visitors. So Rocco was removed from the public display.
How did Rocco learn that?
That's my question.
Again, see, it's Rocco's parents, so to speak.
You're right. It's always the parents.
Right. Let's just blame.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So they took Rocco out of that, and one of the people that worked there took Rocco home. Well, Rocco's a very smart parrot, apparently, because Rocco figured out how to do things on Amazon Alexa, such as telling jokes and playing songs. Well, that's one thing. Okay, fine. Yeah. Sure. Fine. But then
he ordered something.
He ordered stuff off of Amazon. His, not just like random things, but his favorite things: watermelons, raisins, broccoli, and ice cream.
Wow.
This is like the smartest bird I've ever heard of. He's
Rocco,
a
use your intelligence for the greater
parrot.
Good.
He's a naughty parrot. Yeah, so now the owner has to start going over her Alexa logs every single day and cancel Rocco's purchases. She says the bird has also tried to buy a kite. Maybe he was trying to escape. Mm. And a light bulb.
See, guys, I say my dog is expensive and I grumble about that, but at least he just destroys stuff I currently own rather than buying things I don't want.
Ordering stuff off Alexa.
With all those food cravings, is Rocco pregnant or what?
Oh, maybe.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.